Thanks very much, Joachim, for joining us. Now, before and even during SAA's business rescue, it seemed it always needed serious bailouts just to exist. Every 6 months or so, it was asking for billions and billions of rand from the government. And now this consortium is expected to make wonders happen with just 3 billion rand over the next few years. Does this all add up?
Good evening, Nitsa and listeners.
Sure.
Well, it depends on the scale of operations. I think the scale that was envisaged for SAA to operate was just too large for the level of financing available.
Mm.
And that was the case since 2012 when government decided that it wanted to increase its role in the economy. So too many aircraft, too many routes, too large aircraft. And once you operate that, you can't generate enough traffic, with your sales force, then you would make losses.
Yes.
So ultimately, it means that the restart of SAA has to be smaller than envisaged by the minister and the business rescue practitioners. So you have to factor in a few years of startup losses to operate at lower load factors due to insufficient demand, because people first want to see whether you are reliable and trustworthy.
Mm.
Especially taking into account the what happened at Mango and SAA before.
So when you reflect on the business rescue plan, the South African Airways business rescue plan, and the money needed to fuel the reborn airline, so to speak, over the next 4 to 5 years, what do the sums look like there?
Well, that was very clearly inadequate. The business rescue plan, the bulk of it really reflected a payment schedule to creditors. And only 2 billion of the, 26.9 billion related to the restart of SAA, which again was envisioned to be on a scale where immediately when it starts up, the first year losses would have absorbed more than the 2 billion, and it would not have been a going concern from the start.
Mm.
So this has to be much smaller than that.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of concern expressed that at the time of making the public-private partnership announcement on SAA by the minister, due diligence had not yet taken place. Just for the benefit of the listeners, just explain to us what typically would be involved in a due diligence process specifically for this kind of aviation deal.
Well, in this case, the announcement really relates to the start of negotiations and the framework within which such negotiations can take place. So that's basically government stance on privatization and the extent to which they will allow equity investment in it, as well as the commitment that no further funds will be available from government sources. So fundamentally, that restricts the way that or the startup, to the funds that can be made available by the private investors.
So, in terms of carry your thought.
Okay, so fundamentally, this is only the start of those negotiations. The due diligence process would have to tear up to ensure that it's a clean company to start off with, as well as the due diligence would look at the investors' ability to fund the 3 billion. And then, of course, it has to come with a business plan so that it can be an operational success.
Yes. Now, in terms of the necessary private sector expertise to run an airline, do you feel that Harith General Partners and Global Airways combined have the makings and experience to do a good job?
Well, Gideon Novick will take the lead in this, and he's an experienced airline executive.
Yes.
He used to scheduled airline operations, which is different to most other type of businesses. He has been involved in the startup of Kalula.com initially and lately of Lyft. His partner is also from the private sector. So I think the fundamental issue is they would look at it from an investment perspective.
Mm.
You know, Can you do it? You know, is it a viable business project? Should the project not be too large to be able to generate reasonable returns? Those are the issues that's been missing since 2012. And, you know, it's been actually operated on a production scale. So, you know, I have full hope that the private sector pressures and disciplines would also result in a reasonable prospect to actually make it work.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed on that one. Thank you very much, Joachim, for your time. That was Joachim Vermutten. He's a transport economist.